just a bit. But first, let's give a warm Atlanta welcome to one of our very own, a very funny comedian from here, Shanik Gotkindi.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? City Winery, what's going on? You guys hanging out? What's going on? My name is Shanik. I'm going to do comedy. I'm a comedian from Atlanta. Andy asked me to come do some jokes. You guys cool with that? Hell yeah, this very white lady just yelled ATL ho. That's the whitest thing I've heard all day. She pronounced all the consonants in that. What's going on? I like being all of the diversity in a room. This is very great. I feel like this table just thinks I'm going to do SAT tutoring right before the show starts. You guys excited about the show tonight? Hell yeah. Who cares that I'm up here doing comedy? I feel like a lot of you are like, listen, you gotta get Andy up here before this cocaine wears off. Alright, they're just finding out about the cocaine. Alright. Oh, okay, alright. This is terrifying. This is exactly what my grandparents warned me about when we came to this country. This really feels like if you took half of Bonnaroo and put them inside of a very nice room together. I feel like that's the only word this crowd knows. Yeah! I like that it's like a lot of young people and then just this table of divorced dads. Alright, yeah, these ladies, you guys are why, you guys, your blood is flammable. You guys are already drunk and the show hasn't even started. Yeah, you guys are into the dads. Weird. That's fun. We're in some marriages, fellas. This is great. This is a great show because this is Brian Kemp's wet dream. And then the rest of the show, he's not into it. It's just a bunch of liberal white people. Why the fuck am I up here doing comedy? Everyone seems to be having a good time. You guys want me to do jokes? I don't have to be up here. All right, let's do it, huh? I'm excited. I'm having an emotional couple months. Anyone else feeling that? The rest of you are just white and have money. That's good. Who's having an emotional time? This table? You guys look like CBS's newest sitcom. You guys are all ethnically ambiguous. All right, yeah, she's doing one of those. ATL, baby. Yeah, man, I'm having an emotional couple months, man. I don't know, it's weird out here. My emotions are like manifesting in a bunch of... Why am I up here? It really feels like I'm doing comedy in a dream. It's like, I did comedy in a show where everyone was having dinner. I'm doing great. Thanks, guys. Hell yeah. Thanks, guys. Yes, yeah. Chance the Rapper's fans are feeling me, so I'm having a good time. I'm having a weird time. I don't know. My emotions are like manifesting in a bunch of weird ways. Like I was at Kroger recently, and it was just me and this guy stacking cans in the aisle. And he's already laughing. He's like, hell yeah, I've never been to a grocery store. I'm so rich. That's probably the end of that joke. So it was just me and the employee working. And then out of nowhere, the employee who was stacking cans just broke the silence with, what are you afraid of? I was like, what the fuck? It's Tuesday night. What a deep question. But I was so emotionally backed up. Like, I hadn't talked to another human in a week, you know? So I just opened up to him. I was like, wow, I don't know. What am I afraid of? Probably, you know, like, not living up to my own expectations. Not living up to my parents' expectations, who are still have to be here. I just want to give more than I take in this life, you know? And that's when Andy, the 55-year-old Kroger employee, went, oh, I'm talking to my 9-year-old on Bluetooth right now. But good luck with that. And I was like, Andy, I'm going to Publix, bitch. Let's get into it. I'm just going to do a bunch of new stuff, because that back of the room doesn't give a fuck that I'm here. I found this out recently. Do you guys know that whenever a new Call of Duty game comes out, the army goes to GameStop and tries to recruit? You guys familiar with this? What an insane thing. Like, they're trying to get people to join the war by capitalizing on the new Call of Duty game. And I kind of get it. You know, people are excited about the game. Maybe they're excited about the war. But it's also a fucking video game. Like, what is the rationale? Like, how are they doing that? Like, hey, boys, I know y'all like drinking Mountain Dew and calling each other gay on Xbox Live. But do you want to, I don't know, come to Baghdad next month? Come on, get over here. I do think they should do that for other games, too. Like, I think they should do that for, like, whenever a new Mario game comes out. They should just put, like, two Italian dudes outside of Best Buy. Like, so you like Mario, huh? That's pretty cool. You ever, you know, thought, you know, you ever thought about joining a plumbers union? What do you guys want me to talk about? You want me to talk about Andy Frasco? I don't have any jokes prepared on the act that's coming up later. I have no jokes about him, I'm sorry. That lady is so, is that his mom? She's so excited about Andy Frasco. Hell yeah. I've been watching a lot of Planet Earth recently. You guys doing that? Yeah, Planet Earth, baby, that table's excited. I love that show, but it can be pretty depressing at times, you know? Yeah, I was watching, did you guys see, there's a segment about, like, the loneliest blue whale. That's a thing, there's this whale that's, like, only emits a frequency it can hear, and it's never met another whale. It's kind of sad. I was watching it with my friend, though, and he had the best take on it. He was like, what if he's just annoying? Like, even, I really don't know what I'm doing up here. This is maybe the worst show I've done in months, and I haven't done a comedy. Hey, can we do this together? Can we all fuck you to that corner of the room? Hell yeah, now we all have COVID. That's great. Well, that actually worked. Do you guys want me to start that joke over? I think it's a good joke. Watch it. Oh, wow, that's amazing. I feel like I'm in a room full of third graders. We should have just turned the lights off and back on. I was watching Planet Earth, and they had this whole thing about the loneliest blue whale. And it's this whale that has never met another whale like it because it emits a frequency only it can hear. So it's never met another whale. And my friend who was watching it with me just went, yo, what if this dude's just annoying? Which I think is the funniest take on a very sad situation. Just like one whale out there that's like, hey guys, what's going on? Anybody want to hang out? Just got a big green egg. I was thinking about doing some Impossible Burgers. Y'all want to hang? Who's hanging without me? There's just like two other whales like, don't talk to him. That's Keith. Put your hood up. We don't talk to Keith. He's still back there like, guys, y'all want to hear my Wi-Fi password? It's Land Solo. Y'all get it? Like Star Wars? I love Star Wars. You know who else I like? Gary Johnson. I'm a libertarian. Is this a room full of libertarians? All right, guys. I'm going to just do my favorite jokes and then leave. All right. I like smoking weed. Anyone else do that in here? Of course. Why did I even ask? I'm getting a contact high as we speak. I like smoking weed. I don't, I'm really scared. Like, I've bought legal weed before, and it's a very intense process. Like, I was in Los Angeles, and I bought legal weed, and if you've never done that, you go into a dispensary, and they, like, check your ID and a bunch of black lights, and then you go into another room that airlocks behind you, and that's where all the weed is. And I remember I went, and I was the only one in there, and the only other person was the employee, and he was this tall white dude with dreads who was asleep when I got there. He was just there like, hey, what's up, dude? We don't get a lot of people in here. Thanks for coming. My name's Chris. My pronouns are he, him, indica. Thanks for coming, dude. We got a lot of weed. Can I show it to you? And then before I said anything, he just launched into like a huge diatribe of every strain they had. He was like, all right, this one's really good for if you want to think about circles for a couple of hours. This one's really good for if you want to watch Doctor Strange on standard definition. This one's really good for if you want to watch Doctor Strange on high definition. This one's really good for if you want to think about what if your blue is different than my blue. This one's really good for if you want to think about how you don't call your mom enough. This one's really good for if you want to count all the teeth in your mouth with your tongue. And it just went on for fucking forever. And then I didn't get a word in. And then at the end, there was this clear bottle with, like, this bottle of clear liquid without a label on it. Shut the fuck up. All right. There was this, like, bottle of clear liquid, and I was like, what is that? And he was like, don't buy that! I was like, what? And he was like, it's weed water. They don't tell you how much is in it. I drank the whole thing, and I missed my own wedding! I was like, what? And he was like, it's midnight! And he turned into a cloud of smoke, and I was like, that's pretty cool. That's why I'm scared of that they leave. I'd rather hold my dealer's baby in Atlanta, you know what I mean? I'd rather support the small businesses. What do you guys want to hear a joke about? I'll make up a joke right now. Because this really feels like I'm performing in, like, a nightmare. Jams? What's that poop joke? All right, nasty table over there. Bunch of freaks on a bachelorette party. Are you guys at the right venue? We're supposed to be at a scatting show. Poop joke? I don't know if I have a poop joke for you. I feel like a bad comedian. I don't have one poop joke. I'm an immigrant. Anyone else not born here? One guy. All right, we got him, boys. These guys are way too excited about that. Hell yeah, we got to watch an ICE arrest. I can say that. Put your white guilt back in your pockets. I'm an immigrant, man. It's a weird time. Immigrants, we just get weird shit said to us all the time. Like once a month I can count that someone has said, go back to where you came from to me. Like, it's just very normal. Yeah, boo, yeah. Don't boo me, to boo them. Why are you booing me? I don't know, man, it sucks. I hate hearing that, but I'll tell you guys this. You guys seem nice. Here's the thing. I'm not going back. I'm not fucking doing it. Yeah, I'm not going back. I'm not, what's that? Hell yeah. You're not coming with me. I don't know. Is that my dad? If that's the only, that's the only reason that heckle would work. Here's the thing. I'm not leaving mostly because I have too much stuff at this point. I have, for the most American reason, I'm not fucking going anywhere. Listen, if you want to deport me, you got to help me move. That's the only way that's going to happen. If you want to help me, if you want me out of here, you got to load up that U-Haul. That's the only way this is happening. You guys are being chill about this. I did the joke in Montgomery, Alabama before. Yeah, and their reaction was very different. They heard me do that and they were like, dude, is that all it's going to take? We literally all have trucks. Let's get you out of here. Yeah, Sam, good heckle. This is my worst. See, this is the worst thing ever. White women will just go anywhere and be like, fuck Alabama. And then the crowd that's here is like, yeah, Sam. No, Sam can be quiet now. All right, heck yeah. All right, I'm going to do one last joke and get out of here. Hell yeah, Sam. I watched a documentary on the KKK. Are there any fans in here? Sir, you could have fooled me. I don't know. Been pretty silent. No, I'm just kidding. You look nice. Please don't fight me. I can fence out of you. You're a big guy. I watched this documentary on the KKK. It was really weird. They were going around to, like, different groups in different areas talking to different branch managers. I don't know what the term is. And whenever, like, the issue of immigration came up, all of these Klan guys said the same thing about immigrants, you know? They'd always say the same thing, like, verbatim. They'd always be like, we can't let these immigrants in, guys. So if they come to our country, they're going to take our land. They're going to take our jobs. They're going to take our women. Yeah, exactly. Boo. Fuck that. Here's the thing. I can understand if you're dumb how you can rationalize the land and the jobs part of that scenario, right? But the women part baffles me. Like, who is leaving everything and everyone that they love behind? Making this journey into the unknown, walking 600 miles through the desert, finessing Border Patrol and ICE, just to get here to be like, okay, America, I mean, who is ready to fuck? Let's get some freaking babes up in here, yes? Not just any girls, I prefer women married to KKK branch managers. I am not here for a job, I am here to come. There's no one like that, you know? If that guy exists, we should give him every job. That's the coolest guy ever. All right, well, this has been probably the best show I've ever done. My name's Kevin Hart. Good night, everybody.